Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For parents buying car seats for their kids, a growing number of counterfeit or unsafe car seats are being sold online by third-party marketplace sellers, and you're being urged to check yours. So how? Lori Walker is a child passenger safety training and technical advisor with the global nonprofit Safe Kids Worldwide. Lori, we know car seats are mandatory when you bring a newborn home from the hospital. Some hospitals will help you get one, but not all. So what do you say to parents who think they have to go online because they can't afford one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And car seats are mandatory in all 50 states. And many times you'll find a car seat that you can get for $50 and less than $100 that will last for 6 years. Mm. So it can be a very inexpensive product that gives you a wonderful return if you're ever in a crash with your baby in the car.
Well, this is good to hear because these knockoffs, we understand, are pitiful in some cases. Some are just, someone said one they got looked like a deconstructed backpack, just kind of some loose ties here and there. How do you know you have an authorized crash-tested car seat?
Well, you know, in the United States, all the seats that are sold in stores have to meet the federal regulation. And there are stickers that are on the car seat that, number one, tell you how to use your seat, but also give you key information, the date it was manufactured, the name of the manufacturer. And those are all key elements that are used when you need to identify your particular seat.
Well, but more and more people aren't going to brick and mortars. They're going online, eBay, ALI Express, Amazon has removed a lot of these, you know, phony car seats that look like the real thing. How can you tell if you get one online? You said look for the sticker. How else can you tell?
Well, you can't tell until you've paid for it and it's been delivered to you. So, you know, the recommendation that I would use is to only buy seats directly from the manufacturer's website. But you can also go to the brick and mortar stores, take a seat down from the shelf. It will have the manufacturer's name on the seat itself, and the label will give you all that key information.
Right. And you can compare. Well, and by the way, you mentioned the label. The wording is, the child restraint system conforms to all applicable federal motor vehicle safety standards. And the brand should be stamped on the seat itself. If it's not, you may have a counterfeit there.
Right. And you know, take advantage of the 43,000 certified technicians. They are the ones that have spotted these seats that are counterfeit.
And just, Lori, how important is this? You might look at a seat and think, well, so what? It doesn't have the label, or it looks pretty much like the other seat. Why is it so important?
So if you're in a really serious crash and you have a baby or a young child, just know that these seats are designed to meet those incredible crash forces, and they help the child ride down the crash. I would say, you know, go for the seat that's totally regulated.
You know, a lot of people pass on car seats when they're finished with them. I'm assuming that you should never assume, that you should still do the same thing. Look for the label. See if the manufacturer has a website. See if the American Academy of Pediatrics has that seat on their list.
And you know, passing it down is fine if you know the person. But when you buy it at a yard sale, that is something that we would avoid at all cost.
It's Lori Walker with Safe Kids Worldwide. Lori, thank you.
Thank you so much.